You're listening to A World of Empowerment Service from Angale Rose and Ahanu.
Hi, you are very welcome. I am Ahanu, and this is my lovely Angale Rose. And as always, we speak with people who are very clued in to growth of awareness and consciousness expansion. And today we have with us Agi Nost. And we've spoken with Agi before. You'll find a previous interview with Agi in the archives on YouTube and on our podcast. But today, Agi wants to speak about universal success principles and how billionaires think. Now, we ourselves are fascinated by this subject. So you have got one clued in audience right here, but also many of our people are also into manifesting, Agi, just so that you know. And they also would be keen to overcome the issues of manifesting more money in their lives and so on. So we're very keen to find out about that. Now, one thing to mention though, before you begin, is that this is a comprehensive subject. So we are looking to break up this interview into three different segments of 40, 45 minutes thereabouts. And the first one is going to be the broad principles, the universal success principles. And the second section then will be about how to protect that. And that goes into various practicalities. And the third section then will be the more practicalities, including the setup and configuration of the business and sovereignty and all of that, as well as practical tips, and then also how to contact Agi for more information. So
you're welcome, Agi.
Yeah, the stage is yours, Agi.
That's right.
Well, thank you. And in the words of Spock, live long and prosper. I have coffee in hand and I'm ready to go. So we're going to have some fun here also.
Great.
And it will be a teaching session. So those of you out there watching this, if you have a pen and a piece of paper, you probably will do yourself a great service, because maybe you want to take notes, because there's going to be a lot of technicalities. And I think that most of us, we want to look forward and be successful. But if you walk down the street and ask 100 people what their definition of success is, you might end up with 100 different answers. So it has to be turned around for ourselves first. And remember, though, that success is an elusive animal. It's based on repetition and continuous forward thinking. And in the beginning here, I want to ask everybody a question. And I want you to percolate on this question for the next several days. And the question is, what would you start tomorrow morning if you knew you could not fail? I'm pausing on a purpose there because I want you to think. And some of you out there right now have already come up with something in their mind that, yep, that's what I want to do. But I want you to wait a little bit. Wait for at least 24 hours before you settle on something, because I guarantee you, you don't know how to think big enough. And that is something that if you use, I'm sorry, this is what I get for not turning the phone off. There we go. Because there are universal principles, and these principles are constant. They can be relied on. If you follow the science that they have created, that we can use in the physical existence to interact with the universal mind and the brain and our mind, if we put those three in the same room, they can do wonderful things. I want to also, some of us have probably wondered, what is this existence around us? Is this our life that we are created for ourselves? And maybe you're not all that happy with it, but there is a reason. We have not always agreed to use those universal principles to our favor. Science is telling us, quantum mechanics is telling us that we live in a mind-created universe. How do we know that? Well, there is this physicist, his name is James Gates. And he says that if we look deep in the equations that explains the fabric of space, we find computer language. We didn't put it there, but it just shows up. So, if there's computer language in the fabric of space, there's got to be a computer somewhere. Where's that computer? And more so, I'm interested in knowing who's sitting at the computer. I like to point to that person. It is you. You are sitting at that computer. But you have some help. You have some ground rules, a common accepted existence, like gravity and things like that, that we have to kind of contend with. Though there is a way around everything, including gravities. Some of the monks in the Himalayas has proven that when they have pictures of themselves sitting 20 feet in the air, levitating. So, yeah. There is a mind-created universe all around us. And these principles, if you use the principles, the details will fall into place. And the more successful people, or the really successful people, they understand a lot of these principles, especially the really successful ones. I want to ask you another question too. And let's say a multi-billionaire is losing, he can lose $1 million a day for a year, but he's still a billionaire. The question is he still successful? What do you think? In my book, no, he's not. If he continues on this path, there's only a matter of time when he will be sitting on a street corner with a sign saying, help. Well, I'm kind of joking about that, but there is there is many ways that you can end up with wealth. There, well, first of all, if somebody with a really strong dream goes after it, they can create wonderful things, big companies, and a lot of success. But when they go away, die or whatever, then their children often inherit the wealth. But they might not necessarily have the same dream and the drive and the knowledge that their parents had in order to create the company. That is why a very big portion, over 50% of all the billionaires that inherit the wealth, they lose it. And there is a certain mentality that you have to have in order to gain that kind of success. And that mentality is based, the foundation of it is the dream. But also remember that a dream is only a dream until you put a date on it. Once you put a date on a dream, you have a goal. And you can become a millionaire by passive investments and doing what other people do and things like that, but you will never become a billionaire thinking like millionaires do. The billionaires and the super successful people, they are the dreamers. They are the philanthropists. They are the ones that go out there and create hundreds or thousands of jobs for other people to have good lives. And most of them, they're good people. Though we know there's a few scoundrels. We're dealing with them now. Controlling government and all kinds of things. So we are also, until we get to the point where we have our heads straightened out, we are very often our own worst enemy, because we are thinking according to what the past has given us. I sat in the living room of a billionaire about 25, 6, 7 years ago, and he told me, there's two things that go to the bank. One of them is money, and the other one is goodwill. And they have equal value at different times. That goes back to a universal law that, in fact, J. Paul Getty, he was the world's richest man in the 1950s and the early 60s. He wrote a book, How to Be Rich. I recommend that book. It's a lot of good stuff in it. And he said somewhere in that book that if you can help enough other people to get what they want, you will always have what you want. And when we think about that, there is a law of giving. There's a universal law of tenfold return. See, our challenges that we end up in life, that very often mirrors our thoughts, our beliefs, and our action. If our thoughts, belief, and action is based on what happened yesterday, you're going to have more of what happened yesterday in the future. So why don't we then start creating new things in our mind today and place it in the future? And then we go back and forth and visit it every day. And pretty much 90% of everything that happens in our day, that is coming from memory. And that has different version of that memory, but it is based in memory. So we need to start new thinking. The universe has abundant resources for people with the dreams and know how to ask for it. We have, every one of us has two persons. One of them is the one we know about ourselves, and the other one is that what other people know about us. And they are very often very different, because we know where our warts are. We know what we did wrong, and we know what we failed at, but other people may not know that. And we have to understand both of them so that we can more so probably try to combine the two of them. And we have to forgive our faults. Forgiveness is the key to salvation in many different ways. It also creates a different brainwave pattern that taps into the universe in a different way than the regular day-to-day thinking does. And we must spend time improving our thinking. The world is a stage and we're on it every moment. Even though we are not necessarily in front of people, we are one of the spectators of ourselves on that stage. I have a saying, and I wrote that down, and I'm gonna read it to you because it is so good. I wish I could claim it, but I can't. Somebody else wrote that. And that is that watch your thoughts because they become your words. Watch your words because that becomes your actions. Watch your action because that becomes your habit. Watch your habit because that becomes your character. Watch your character because that will give you your destiny. And successful people, they constantly expand their mind on the basis of those principles. They study and they read and they expand their mind every day. And to think positive, look for opportunities, because when you start thinking positive, opportunities come. Because within those thoughts, there are pearls. Even if you hear other people talking about something, they may not even know exactly what pearls they are giving you. But there's in their books, in their speeches, in their videos. When you study that, you associate with them. And successful people are never realistic. Look at the word. Realistic, where does it come from? It comes, probably relates to the word realize. Look at the word, break it up. Realize. So they think on their own. They think their own way. And they think in a more natural way because the brain constantly rewires itself according to what you think, what you do, and what you believe. When we start believing different on the basis of new thoughts and new action, we change our reality. And we create our reality. Remember that mind created universe? We create the timeline that we are in. And again, another billionaire told me that I don't do anything before I work out what I know and what I know I can do in my mind first. But that doesn't mean that I can't start without knowing everything that needs to be done, because I find the solutions along the way, often from other people that join me in the project. So that doesn't mean we have to know everything to start out something. And there's two books that really will help you on that. One of them is written back in the 1930s, I think. That's called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And of course, also this one here, I think you can see it. No, maybe not. It's called Universal Success Principles and How Billionaires Think. I wrote that book for people that who wants, people that is in business, would like to be in business, or just want a better running family. Because it changes your thinking once you start engaging those principles. And the super successful people and the really wealthy people, they associate up, because there is a kind of a truth that you will be in your association, you will be plus or minus $5,000 away from the people you associate with in income. It seems to work out that way. And when we think about that, associate up. Start hanging around successful people. Associate with successful people. And that doesn't mean that you have to sit with them for everything that you learn. I associate with Greg Braden, Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton, and Sadhguru, and several others. But I am not in person with them. I watch their videos. I listen to their conferences. And I am associating with them by doing that. And this is something that if people start doing that, the universe will get in the game with you. It will start helping out, because it will bring you people into your life that resonate with that vibration that you now are putting out. Once these people come, now they come into your life, now it is your responsibility to keep them there and learn from them. That means being honest and use, should I say, your head, the way the Creator created it. He gave you two ears and one mouth, and we should use them accordingly. We should listen twice as much as we speak when we are around those people. And when you do, you're going to learn amazing things. There is such a thing as a billionaire's club. But it's not the one you find on Facebook and, you know, Google and so on. Because I did this. I went to Facebook and I put in the billionaire's club. And there's several sites like that. But those are not the true billionaires. The true billionaires don't go out there and brag about their fast cars and their, you know, their great rings and whatever they have, their houses and so on. Those, if they're billionaires and talk about that, I'll almost guarantee you they inherited the billions, because they didn't create it. Because when you inherit the wealth, you get more, oh, wow, look at all this money. I'm going to go spend some of it. They get involved in the spending part of it. And that is why they often end up losing it. And Warren told me one time that I got to watch, when I hire somebody, I watch how they spend the small bills, because that will give me an idea of how they will spend the big bills. And remember, there's two things that go to the bank. The universal law of tenfold return is, it almost always happens that way. There is, I have a story, actually, a quick story that I want to tell you. I was at a gas station one time, and there was a younger lady came up to me, and she said, I'm having a hard time right now. Do you have any change that you could spare? And a quick thinker that I was, I told her, come over to the car. I'm going to show you something. So I went up to the car, and I grabbed this book. There's another book that I wrote. It calls Spiritual Science, Higher Conscious Thinking, and How to Access the Universal Consciousness. So I stuck my hand in my pocket. I dug out a $20 bill. And in the other hand, I had this book. And I told her, you can have this $20 bill right now. And you can go out and have a nice dinner and, you know, do whatever you do with it. It'll be a nice evening. Or you can have this book. If you read it, study it, and call me when you're done with it, you will have a wonderful life. Which one do you want? She stood there and looked at the book, and she looked at the $20 bill. I bet she took 30 seconds, close to a minute to decide. And she took the book. So I gave her the book and I stuck the 20 back in my pocket. And then she asked me afterwards, could I have the 20 too? And I stuck my hand back in the pocket and I gave her the 20 because she made the right choice the first time. She decided to make a better life instead of short-term gain by having a nice dinner. This is the kind of thinking that super successful people have. They're not afraid to wait for the returns. The short returns very often are very short. And afterwards, they're wishing that, oh, maybe I should have done that different. So the super successful people also know that there is no such thing as a self-made man or a self-made woman. We all depend on people and we need to rely on each other. A leader of a company or the leader of a family, they need the loyalty and the help of other people in their organization. And that is why there's a difference between a boss and a leader. A leader have their loyalty because they earned it. A boss very often have their loyalty because that they need to give it to him, otherwise they get fired. So that's where goodwill come in, like Warren talked about. Goodwill also go to the bank, usually a little later than just a cash deposit on that day. But that's something to think about. Super successful people also set up a mastermind group. That the mastermind is, maybe we should understand what it is. A mastermind is created when two or more minds are united in harmony. They then create a third mind, which has the potential mind power of the two or more of them multiplied by each other. So if 1,000 people get together, imagine in their mind one thing and focus on it for it to happen right now. It is not just thoughts anymore. Now you have 1,000 times 1,000. That's the mind power of 1,000,000 minds. It becomes an energy, a creative energy that will help you create what you are thinking about. And that is one thing that we have proven over and over and over again. Because Nori Love and I, we put together a mastermind group called the Mastermind Connection. And I would invite you to come and join if you like, everybody out there. What we have done there, we got a good group of people with very, very powerful minds. And we have at times we have created out of seemingly nothing. Let me give you an example. About, I think, 2 weeks ago, a lady gave us a testimony or something, because I think it was about a month or two ago, we created a mastermind in some around somebody that had a four-stage cancer, pancreatic cancer. You know, that's pretty much a death sentence. And we wrapped our mastermind around her. We saw her perfectly healthy. Well, 2 weeks ago, that lady came and said, you know, I got to tell you about, I think it was her aunt that had that cancer. She went to check for the doctor's checkup. I think it took about 2 months to dissolve itself. So she is cancer. She's cancer free. And she went through the regular, you know, the chemo and all that good stuff that they, you know, even on the Cancer Society's own website, they say it's 95% failure ratio over 5 years. So now what happened? I am totally convinced that our mastermind helped her to get rid of that cancer. Besides, there is also things that has happened with people that needed a certain amount of money. They needed it right now for a car repair that suddenly they needed. And we wrapped our mastermind around her. And within, I think it was 24 hours, she found the money in the house in an envelope that she doesn't remember putting there. But it was there. That's what I call mailbox money. It just shows up out of nowhere. This is the kind of stuff that happens with a mastermind. And the really big one was 20 some years ago. Everybody knows Art Bell. He did on his radio show. He helped the people in Texas out because there had been 4 months of drought in Texas, no rain. Towns were running out of water. Cattle were dying. There were brush fires everywhere. So he told his millions of listeners to visualize rain over Texas. Well, that night and the next day, there were thunderstorms all over Texas, and there were rain everywhere. And the weather forecasters came out and said, we're dumbfounded. This shouldn't have happened because there were no moisture in the computer models anywhere that could create the rain. But it rained. This is the kind of stuff we do in the mastermind. We did too, create rain out of seemingly clear skies one time about two years ago. So this is the kind of stuff that happened. And super successful people, they create this mastermind. And that mastermind helped them to brainstorm and create with the people they put in that mastermind. And families, on a rare occasion, do it. Ball clubs, football clubs, they do it all the time. Basketball clubs, they do it. But families should do this. If you have a family of four people in, you have a mastermind of four people. And that becomes very powerful when you focus that mastermind and you create it, all of you create it in your mind. You can place it in the future at a time-coded event and go back and visit it every day. Feel it. Love it. Know you have created it. And allow for it to emerge into the physical existence with you. Because remember that mind-created universe I mentioned? When we think of something, We know, first of all, thoughts are things. There is an energy there. That thought energy is placed into the universal mind as potential for physical creation later. It's not me saying this. This is quantum mechanics explaining how creation happened. That come back through neuroscience. It is created in the physical and the mental. It's created in the physical by thoughts, electric impulses. That goes into the universal mind and is sitting there for us to go and retrieve it later on to become real in our existence. This is the kind of stuff a lot of wealthy people, they do this, but they don't even know why, because they learned it from someone else that was successful and had it work in their life. So this is one of the things that I absolutely recommend. And in one of the other sessions later, I can talk about how we actually put this mastermind together. And if you want to come and join us and see what we are doing when we create stuff like this, you can send us an email to themastermindconnection@gmail.com. themastermindconnection@gmail.com. And this mastermind also need to be by like-minded people, people of your own level of consciousness or above. That mastermind also kind of becomes an inner circle in a way, because that inner circle definitely need to be by like-minded people, people you trust, and people that has superior knowledge in areas that you need to delve into to create things. And they often meet once a week, sometimes once a day. Especially sales organizations, they meet once a day and they have a little brainstorming session like this. They call it usually brainstorming. It's not necessarily what they call a mastermind, but it can serve for the same purpose. Another thing that super successful people do, they stay away from negative people like the plague. Yes, maybe they are the plague. And they're very choosy about who they associate with, including, yes, including family. That's the hard one. I think a lot of us have had this brother-in-law that hasn't done anything of excellence in his life, but he comes and give you financial advice. You know, we kind of all know somebody like that. But you can let it come in this ear and let it go right out the other ear, unless you see that there's something brilliant in it, then latch onto it. I know one billionaire in the Midwest, and he said, sometimes we have company meetings and I invite servants or the cleaning lady in on the meeting, because she is looking at things in a totally different way than we do. She has a more natural way of looking at things often than we that often think in technical ways of solving a problem. Sometimes there are solutions in the really simple way of thinking of things. That's a new one for a lot of companies, but it works for him. And when it comes to association with family that is always negative, that doesn't mean that you have to be, you know, not polite. You can talk, you know, and they talk to you, you act like normal. You just doesn't have to be around them a lot, because it is not only what they say that makes an imprint on you, it is also what they do, and their vibration that they put out mixes with your vibration. And if that their vibration is lower than yours, it brings your down. When they talk, your subconscious mind is listening, and it takes everything for face value. In other words, the subconscious mind believes everything. And when someone else tells you you're an idiot for thinking like you do, the subconscious mind looks up and says, I'm an idiot? Okay. So I guess I shouldn't even think like that anymore. I'm playing with words here, but that's kind of what happens in the neural network of the brain. So we really got to be careful with who we hang out with, because of that concept that you will become like the people you associate with. If you associate with broke people, sooner or later you're going to get to think like they do and become like them. If you associate with successful people, that could be through books or videos or other things also. You will start to think like they do like they do, and become like them.
Agi, I think that is a wonderful note on which to draw to a close for this segment. And I'd like the opportunity to read back a few of the amazing points that you made, because I really feel that they are worth repeating. And the first thing you said that was that we're in a mind-created universe, and that there is computer code there, and that somebody is sitting at that computer, and you pointed that it is you indeed who is sitting at that computer. Now, that's quite an interesting concept. We've seen that spoken about and taught from other people as well, and it's hard to grasp it, but in the way in which you explained it, it makes absolute sense. You said that over 50% of people who inherit wealth lose it. And then you went on to speak about dreams and how a dream becomes a goal only when you put a date on it. And that also is very, very practical advice. You will never become a billionaire thinking like a millionaire. Now, I found that one pretty interesting, because for me, it's even a frequency step up to think like a millionaire. And it's something that we've been working on, but it's very practical, and you are absolutely right about it.
Yeah.
You will never become a billionaire thinking like a millionaire. We are also thinking in the past, and you were at pains to explain about that, because that's why we have more of the past in our future, unless we dream.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you quoted from J. Paul Getty when he said, if you can help enough others get what they want, you will always have what you want. And that is also advice that stands the test of time.
Yep.
We speak a lot about forgiveness, and it's a huge subject, but very important. You said forgiveness is the key because it creates a different brainwave pattern. And that it certainly does. Now, you really rocked the boat when you said successful people are never realistic. And I would have thought that they are always super realistic, but you explained because the brain constantly rewires and rewrites itself.
Yeah.
And that is a wonderful concept too. Now, you spoke about two books, and I remember reading when I was a teenager, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, absolutely wonderful book. And of course, your own book, Universal Success Principles and How Billionaires Think, by the great Agi Nost himself, worth getting indeed. You said also that anybody will be plus or minus $5,000 up or down from those that you associate with. Now, I've heard it said that it's measured in different ways. I've never heard it measured in dollars, but I can see indeed how that can be the case. Mm-hmm. And your point there was always associate up, and that we believe is valuable advice. The other thing too, which is age-old advice, is about having two ears and one mouth to listen twice as much as you speak. Indeed, lots of us could learn from that. That is absolutely wonderful. And then you told the story of how you had somebody ask you for money, and you offered $20 or the book on success. Wonderful story. And I like the way it turned out that you did indeed feel that she deserved the 20 at the end of it because she chose the book first. That was a wise move on her part.
Yeah, there's an extension to that, is that she took the book. I left my business card in it. This is over a year, 2 years ago now, but she never called. So I don't know what happened to it, but I sure would love for her to call and see what she's doing right now.
Yes, that would be interesting. You said also that successful people are not afraid to wait for their returns. And we've seen a lot of that, especially in the world of cryptocurrencies, where people are, greed steps in and they look for fast returns. Sometimes they get it, but it's momentary. And the ones who do know how to wait for long term. So that's an interesting point that you raised. But it's not only in that field, of course, it pertains to everything. There's no such thing as a self-made man or woman. Now, it's interesting you should say that, because very often we know, and we find more and more, that we're led to believe stuff. We're indoctrinated with beliefs. And one of those is that, you know, you must be a self-made man or woman. And your point about needing other people all the time, everybody needs each other, was very valuable.
Yep.
Successful people set up a mastermind group, and this creates a third mind. You spoke at length about that, and I know that next week you will be talking more about that. But the story that you told of Art Bell, and indeed everybody knows him, asking for rain over Texas, I hadn't heard that story before, but I've heard similar types of stories, and I can see easily how that can be the case. Mm-hmm. Allow your dreams to manifest into your physical existence. We're working with a good friend of ours right now, Tian Lucas, and he talks about causal, astral, and physical, and how the mechanics of creation works. And your point there about the dreams manifesting into your physical reality, that is exactly how it works in practice. You spoke then about super successful people. Stay away from negative people, including family. And I know you wanted to speak more about that, how the family can be a difficult issue, but indeed by staying away from the negative ones, that can be a huge step towards success. Yeah. Because negative people do lower your frequency, like you mentioned. And the other point too, almost at the end, was that some solutions are simple. And what you're offering here is a very simple solution with the mastermind, because you said you become like the people you associate with, and that's why you offered the mastermind opportunity. And so let's offer the connection for you, for people to get in touch with you, the mastermindconnection@gmail.com. Aggie Nost. Aggie, next week, give us a brief outline of what you'll be covering next session.
Well, I will get more into nuts and bolts on things, because there is techniques, and I would say people in business, they always are afraid of being sued. That seems like they're always in the back of the mind, in a corner somewhere, that thing is lurking on them. But I can show you how you can set up a business and you'll be foolproof. Even if you get sued, there is no way anybody can collect anything from you.
Now, interesting.
That I didn't learn from any, super successful person. That is from my experience, because I had an experience where I lost everything. I owned a pot 28 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's why I came to Tucson. And also, I can show you how you can set up everything in trust. There are certain things you can do with a trust, protected so that you are totally lawsuit proof.
Wonderful.
And I will recite what Rockefeller said. One old man Rockefeller says, own nothing and control everything. When you have it in trust, you don't own it, the trust owns it. And if they sue you, they can't touch the trust. But I'll also show you how you can protect yourself, so even if they sue the trust, it gets thrown out of court. They cannot touch it. I've been doing that for 30 years. I'm a pauper. I don't own anything anymore. It's all in trust.
Interesting.
And also how to set up a bank account without a social security number. That gives you total privacy. And also with the trust, you get privacy because there is no federal ID number on the trust. And you still get bank accounts. There is a way to do that.
Yes.
And I'll talk a little bit about overseas bank account, which sometimes have an advantage, and cryptocurrency. There is one thing that I also maybe want to mention, and that is greed destroys wealth. I'm a perfect example of that, because 27, 8 years ago now, me and another guy, we put together an investment program over in England, and it was a bond trading program, and it was going great. Suddenly, the trader disappeared. And all of our partners, we couldn't find him anywhere. And the screen disappeared. There was nothing. And we, all of us, lost $466 million. And that happened because I had everything in there. And my billionaire friend in the Midwest, he said, take your principal out. You're not a billionaire yet, so take your principal out. And I didn't do it. So I lost everything.
Interesting.
That is what greed will do to you. Small ways or big ways, doesn't matter. Greed will eventually destroy what you're trying to create.
Well, let's finish on that note, and we look forward to the next session, because that sounds like it is also what people need in order to make the foundation correct and stable, especially in this kind of economic and political atmosphere that we're in. So let's say a huge word of gratitude to you, Agi Nast, and people can get in touch with you at themastermindconnection@gmail.com. We look forward to speaking to you next week. Take care.
Thank you. It'll be fun next week.
You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and on our website at worldofempowerment.com.
Don't miss an episode. Hit the subscribe button now.